Educators in District 87 say what students are taught about race and diversity is very different from critical race theory. Conservative media has called the teaching Marxist and claims District 87 and other schools are teaching it. Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum Diane Wolf says, no, that's not the case. Critical race theory seeks to address racism and inequality in the U.S. Seventh grade teacher Susie Hutton chairs the English Language Arts Department at Bloomington Junior High. Hutton tells Eric Stock, discussion of race at the junior high is centered on a theme called windows and mirrors and sliding glass doors.
And what that means is we look for literary experiences where we teach reading and critical thinking skills. So all of those things in the state standards, we look at all of that together. But we look for experiences that reflect the demographics of our students so that they can see themselves, they can learn about each other, and the sliding glass doors is so they can step into the world and learn about other experiences. We're also focusing on community and unity, and this year we had a theme for the year called Empathy for Others.
And Diane Wolf, where do you believe the concept that critical race theory was being discussed in District 87 local schools in general may have come from?
Well, I first want to establish that District 87 does not teach critical race theory because it would be developmentally inappropriate for students. It is an extremely high level. Most of the time you will see this at the doctoral level when this is first introduced. And so I want to say that first and foremost. I do believe that there became a narrative around critical race theory on social media through different media outlets and different groups that heard bits and pieces of it and had not researched it, or had researched it and thought that some of the things that we were doing in District 87 around our mission of diversity was critical race theory. So, you know, like many things, sometimes you can hear bits and pieces of it and you start thinking it's one thing, but in reality, it is something very different.
The curriculum, Susie, that you talked about that's now being done at Bloomington Junior High, when does that start? What is the appropriate age to start for bringing students into that sort of education?
Well, I guess I'll just back up and say that so we teach a poem by Nikki Giovanni. We teach a poem by Langston Hughes. We teach poems by Walt Whitman. So we look at a diversity of poem, and we try to look at contemporary poets. Jason Reynolds is a writer and a poet. And in those, we will talk about people's different identities so that we can celebrate the different diverse identities that our authors have. We focused a lot on, we had several Asian American authors we looked at also. So within what we're reading, I guess that's when we're going to talk about race, or when we talk about our own identities, that we celebrate and embrace our own identities. So those are some of the places, I guess. I'm not going to say there's a pull-out time, like we're today going to teach about this. It's authentically embedded in our literary experiences so that my students could be fully seen and heard. And they're fully seen and heard by finding their experiences, their, you know, just all their different experiences, their families are celebrated in our curriculum so that they see themselves in what we're doing, but also learning about each other.
In the context of history, this might be one of the flashpoints that some of the critics out there have glommed onto. Slavery. At what point does that get brought into the curriculum, and how is that framed?
Slavery in and of itself is part of our Illinois learning standards, and I would have to go and look explicitly on what grade level that would be introduced. But one of the things is that we follow the Illinois learning standards, which all schools in the state of Illinois are to follow. So I just want to go back to, we don't have a race education curriculum. That does not exist. We follow the Illinois learning standards. So the materials that we use, we are committed in District 87 to have them represent our student body. We have 49% of our student body is white, 51% is not white. We have 58% of our students receive free and reduced lunch. we have 40 different languages, 40 different languages that are spoken in our students' home.
There was some discussion last week about this pitting some students against others, particularly along racial lines. What do students say? What have you seen in the classroom?
We were reading a book that had some stereotypes of one group. And I had a student, my students were taking turns reading, and I was watching the student who was not part of that group reading this text, and he's like, I don't believe this. Okay, I'm about to read it, but nope. And he read it, but what I saw all of his peers do is, what I saw all of his peers see, that kid's our ally. He may not look like me, but he's my ally. He's uncomfortable by the stereotypes that are in there. And that whole class, that dynamic changed. And they saw that we're all in this together. We're a community together looking at this together.
That was Susie Hutton and Diane Wolf from District 87 with Eric Stock. Wolf says parents who have concerns about what their children are being taught can always call her office. Wolf says not a single parent has contacted her about how race is discussed in schools. The group that protested at the District 87 school board meeting last week plans to speak at the Unit 5 school board meeting tomorrow night.